Muse in the news, Gordo had the story about swine flu. A lot of elementary schools and high schools, even colleges in this area, battling big-time swine flu problems. So we thought we would talk to the official doctor of the D&M show. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is Snapper John, M.D. Good morning. How are you, doctor?
Well, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah. Now, you've been a long-time practicing physician here in the area, and what is your specialty again?
Well, I'm normally a front-bottom specialist.
Front-bottom specialist.
Yeah, but I'm also a back-bottom specialist and even a side-bottom specialist. My practice is going okay.
Is it?
Well, it's slowed down recently.
Uh-huh. Why is that, you think?
I used to see about 50 vaginas a day, and now I'm down to about 15.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, I guess it's the economy, maybe.
Most of them are fat women, too.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, hang in there.
So I've had to branch out. Now let's bring it on down and get the information out to people.
Okay.
I have a whole batch of swine flu vaccine.
Yeah.
I'm going to be shooting that stuff into all kinds of patients.
Now, should we take that? What's the advice of a doctor on something like that?
Well, yeah, you should take it. I know there are some possible side effects of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you tend to gain weight and rummage around in the mud and grow a squiggly tail, but...
Seriously?
No, I'm teasing. I'm known for my humor.
Oh, you are?
Okay. Just a joke.
You know, I like to go in and wear the funny clown nose and get all Patch Adams on people,
yeah,
that sort of thing. But, no, there's some people saying that you can get the diarrhea from the medicines and the headache and certain neurological side effects like brain death, but...
Ooh.
But that's worth it to avoid the swine flu.
I don't know. I kind of fear the swine flu. It scares me.
The most troubling side effect I've seen is that it makes your balls fall off.
Seriously?
Snapper John.
Bring it down.
Oh, okay.
Bring it on down.
I hope I can keep this swine flu vaccine apart from the regular vaccine. It's kind of easy because the swine flu has the ham floating in it. Little chunks of ham.
Gross.
Yeah. Hey, I have a big announcement that's kind of sports related for you fellas.
Oh, okay.
I'm now the official doctor of the Dallas Cowboys.
Whoa.
That is big.
And this is kind of a natural fit for a gynecologist, if you think about it.
Why is that?
Because they're playing like a bunch of...
Hey. Whoa, Snapper John.
No, seriously, Bobby Carpenter is more douchey than a warehouse full of Summer's Eve. You like that, do you,
John? Yeah, I kind of like that.
Oh, John like that. Look at him over there. Laughing, cutting up, having a time of it.
All right, should we be concerned about swine flu? You think it's going to be okay here in the next few weeks?
Oh, it'll be fine. It'll be just fine. You don't have to worry about no swine flu wherever you are.
Okay.
Okay.
And I keep the Cowboys healthy as I can for you Cowboy fans out there. Doing all my doctor duties for the Cowboys, in charge of giving Leonard Davis's enemas and all that bad stuff out of him. And I keep treating Tony Romo's STDs.
You shouldn't air something like that.
I tighten up Jerry's face every week before the game.
Every week.
All pretty on TV.
Boy, you do it all.
And Orlando Scandrick, he got a terrible case of succitis right now, Tony.
He didn't play well the other night, yeah.
Playing like a front bottom for show, he did. All right, now. I'm going to let you fellas go.
Okay.
All right, now.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Snapper John, M.D., with us here on the ticket. 8-4-